Commentator Benjamin Tupper lives and works with Afghan men and sometimes faces death with them. He is a captain in the U.S. Army National Guard and one of a small group of military trainers embedded with the Afghan Army. Training, in this case, can include leading Afghan soldiers in battle, and it can also include losing them.
It had been a difficult day, with a long patrol through mine roads in an area recently occupied by the Taliban. In the middle of the night, I decided to get something cold to drink from the TOC, or Tactical Operations Center, our headquarters office. While grabbing a cold bottle of Gatorade from the mini fridge, my attention was diverted by frantic voices coming over the military radio. Somewhere, out in the darkness, in some valley, at some random grid square, members of my task force were in a bad firefight. Some of my U.S. brothers and their Afghan Army unit were in a pitched battle with the enemy. The urgency, the terror, the frantic tones of their voices paralyzed me. Normally, Army radio transmissions are very formal and programmed. But when things go bad, it's all out the window. And things had gone bad. "Keep your eyes on that wall. He's there. He's there." The staccato of a 240 Bravo machine gun ripped the radio speakers. Voices faltered, quivered. Strong men were choking on their words. "Shoot them! Shoot them!" Then silence. Nothing. The bottle of Gatorade slipped from my hands onto the floor. I flashed back to recent moments when I found myself outflanked, outmaneuvered, outnumbered, and under enemy fire. The hot summer air in our headquarters instantly felt cold, and I literally shook. I had a familiar sense of being alone, vulnerable, and helpless. I couldn't move. I'd become part of their world, an Afghan twilight zone. My mind was working overtime, filling the silent radio's void with the fear and adrenaline rush of combat. I could literally see the fight as if I were there, but being alone in the talk, with this deafening silence, I just couldn't take it. I ran out into the warm night. I didn't know how the battle ended. I didn't want to know. And I nervously laughed at myself as I ran in the darkness back to my barracks, half mocking my childish fear, half running from something I felt was pursuing me. But you can't run away from the war. When I returned to the talk in the morning, the radio squawked with the normal administrative chatter of movements, reports, and updates. The office was filled with my teammates and their usual upbeat banter. I relaxed and joined in the small talk. Then I heard a report come over the radio that an Afghan National Army soldier had been killed last night in the fight I overheard. He was found alone, separated from his unit in the fog of combat and the blackness of the night. He'd been captured by the Taliban, and his throat was cut. His body had been booby-trapped with explosives. My fear of being alone last night came back, listening to the fight unfold on the radio, feeling as if I were being drawn into it, all in the last moments before the soldier was killed, alone. I'm glad I ran through the darkness last night.
That's commentary from Benjamin Tupper. He's a captain in the Army National Guard, embedded with the Afghan National Army.